Well, Rudy, you're calling in from New Zealand, and I don't think our listeners, well, perhaps they do, but I need to be enlightened a little bit about New Zealand. What can you tell us about your country?
Okay, well, New Zealand is south of Australia. It doesn't belong to Australia. It's totally autonomous and independent. Let me emphasize that. And it's made up of two islands. Each island is about the size of Pennsylvania. And the climate is something like coastal Oregon, maybe northern California or Washington State, something like that. Pretty changeable from day to day, or even during a day. It can rain, shine, snow, all in one day. And lots of mountains and forests and farms. We love farming sheep. They do very well here. And we grow pine trees as well. A pine tree species that comes from California, from Monterey Peninsula, the Monterey pine. Grows very well here. It's one of our major exports.
Well, what about the population? There aren't really that many people down there.
No, about 3 million, which is a downside smaller than most of your major cities. 3 million people in the whole of New Zealand. The largest city, Auckland, has about 1.25 million, and that's a very big city for us. It's a big smoke.
So you're an electronic musician, and what kind of experience have you had there as far as support?
Well, in the first 5 years, I was kind of working in a vacuum. Certainly when I was creating Healing Lake, I was very much working in a vacuum. I knew David Parsons and John Mark, and they do something similar, but they live quite a few hundred miles further north. And no one in New Zealand really listens to this music very much. I mean, there's a little bit of a following. I have a little radio show, not quite as famous as Stars End, but I play this kind of music as well. And, you know, there's some people out there that like it, but it doesn't have a strong following, really.
And you have done concerts there, though. In fact, did you not do one earlier today?
Yeah, I've just come back from it, and normally after a concert I'm feeling very down and disappointed, but this one I was pretty happy with, really. Yes, I do about 2 or 3 a year, and nowadays I'm getting invited to do concerts. I don't have to ask, can I please do a concert? City Art Gallery invited me and paid me to do a concert there. So I was happy with that. You don't get very much of a turnout, and a lot of people that do come and listen, they really enjoy it, and they say, I've never heard anything like this. And, well, that's just an illustrative of, you know, how sort of isolated New Zealand is, and, you know, how much they possibly don't really listen to what's actually out there. I mean, I think what I do is fairly mainstream in its own genre.
Well, what is it like for you while you're doing your concert? What do you get out of playing live?
Well, that's a very big question. What do you get out of playing live? It's fun preparing for the concert early on. You think, oh, yes, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And there's always I have a continuous backdrop of images, slide images or video images of mountains and rivers and lakes and all kinds of things, crystals, all kinds of stuff. And that's kind of fun preparing for it. And it's really great having done the concert a week later and looking back and yes, you know, people liked it and I was happy with what I did. The actual concert itself is pretty unpleasant, really, because it's all live. I mean, I don't just believe in rocking up with a CD player or a couple of CDs and or a computer and just hitting go. It's got to be done live. So it's all with sustained pedals and digital delays and things like that. And it does mean that I can change things as they go. But there is a sort of a quite a lot of tension as well because of, you know, you've got to get it right. You can normally hear when you've hit a wrong note here.
Well, you are actually considering and making plans at this moment about to come up to the States, to come up to play in Philadelphia. And how has that been working out for you? And we all are very eager to have you up here at the gathering and also up here on Star's End.
Well, thanks, Chuck. It's coming together. I mean, I'm not scared of air travel. I mean, I love it. I love the dicing with death, even, possibly. And it's much more dangerous to drive to the airport than to fly in an aeroplane. I mean, at any point in time, there are 4,000 aeroplanes just flying over the States alone. I mean, you know, you've got to be pretty unlucky. Anyway, having said that, that's my little rant. But it's going to be expensive, but I want to do a number of other things. I want to go and hike the Sierra Nevadas, So I'm going to San Francisco. I might even do a performance there. I want to see the Rosicrucian Egyptian Museum there. I've got good friends in Portland and Florida, so I'll be staying a couple of weeks with them. And I'll visit some of my relatives in Holland and might do a concert there as well. Ron Boots is looking into doing something. We'll see if it happens.
So when will this be coming together?
In about a year's time. We're looking August, September, October next year. It depends a little bit. I think probably it depends most on Ron, and you, I think you've suggested that you might be able to fit in around that. I don't want to backtrack on my ticket too much. I mean, that gets even more unwieldy and expensive.
So you're going to be on the road and in the air for quite some time next year, bringing your music around.
Yep, it's a long trip. Yeah. It's nearly 2 days flying. I mean, people don't realize that, but to come all the way from practically the South Pole, it's a long way,
so,
36 hours at least.
So, well, we're getting near the end of the time I've allotted for this, but I just wanted to ask you one last thing. It's probably a pretty hard answer. I apologize. But to explain to us or muse on why you got into electronic music, why you chose this genre as a means to express yourself.
Well, I kind of like the sounds, and sort of boys like playing with technological toys and so on. I mean, I'm not really a computer nut or anything, but it was nice to have the idea of, typing something in and having it, played back by a computer and you could listen to it. That was kind of appealing. And also, I'm not that musically literate. Electronic music is sort of the domain of the musically illiterate, be it Vangelis or Brian Eno. You know, it's more emphasis on timbre and less on a lovely little melody or counterpoint or anything like that. So that's my reason. And, I just love the music of other artists, Jean-Michel Jarre, Cosmic Hoffman, all that kind of stuff. It's great.